This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive Insurance, where drivers who switch could save hundreds on car insurance. Get your quote at progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Corva Coleman. Jury selection continues in the criminal trial of former President Donald Trump in New York. Seven jurors had been impaneled, but one of them came forward to the judge this morning and asked to be excused. The juror said she was concerned her identity would be made public. The judge has instructed the media not to report the employer information about prospective jurors. President Biden says he supports House Speaker Mike Johnson's plan to split up a foreign aid package into parts. It would decouple U.S. aid to Israel from aid to Ukraine. Not all Republican lawmakers support Ukraine aid, and not all Republican lawmakers want to spend money on foreign aid at all. South Carolina Republican Congressman Ralph Norman is one of them.
The speaker is right in that, you know, we are considering these main measures under one rule. But the problem is, included in this one rule is not security for the border. How can we spend money we don't have, and how can we secure other nations when we're not even secure in our own?
He spoke to NPR's Morning Edition. More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family will endorse President Biden today at an event in Philadelphia. As NPR's Elena Moore reports, it is another public show of opposition to their own family member, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., and his third-party presidential run.
President Biden will be joined on stage by some of RFK Jr.'s siblings and close family members. Afterwards, some of them will campaign for the president, knocking on doors and making calls. It's no secret the Kennedy family's ties to the Democratic Party run deep, and many have already been very critical of RFK Jr.'s candidacy. But a third-party candidate has the potential to splinter a portion of Biden's support this fall, making an endorsement like this one hold extra weight. Elena Moore, NPR News.
Stocks opened mixed this morning as the National Association of Realtors reported a slowdown in home sales last month. NPR's Scott Horsley reports the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose about 185 points in early trading.
Elevated mortgage rates continue to weigh on the housing market. Sales of existing homes in March were down 3.7% from this time last year. The average sales price last month was up just over $393,000. The combination of high prices and high borrowing costs has priced many families out of the housing market. Nevertheless, the share of first-time buyers rose in March to nearly one out of three homes sold. Would-be buyers also have more homes to choose from. The number of for sale signs at the end of March was up more than 14% from this time last year. New applications for unemployment benefits held steady last week. 212,000 people applied for aid as the overall job market remains strong. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
On Wall Street, stocks are still mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is now up about 150 points. This is NPR. National elections start tomorrow in India. That is the world's largest democracy with nearly 1.5 billion people. The voting will take weeks, and ballots won't be counted until June 4th. The ruling BJP party is looking to retain power, along with India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He is seeking a third term in office. Police in Germany have arrested two German-Russian nationals. They're suspected of planning to sabotage efforts to provide Ukraine with more military support. As Esme Nicholson reports, one of the suspects is accused of planning to carry out attacks on military bases, including U.S. installations.
Federal prosecutors have charged suspects they identify as Dieter S. and Alexander J. of espionage. Both are German-Russian nationals. Dieter S. is suspected of discussing possible attacks with Russian intelligence. Prosecutors say he agreed to carry out bomb and arson attacks on military and industrial infrastructure in Germany, including U.S. military bases. Both suspects are believed to have gathered information on potential targets and passed it to Russian intelligence. After the United States, Germany is the second largest supplier of weapons to Ukraine. For NPR News, I'm Esme Nicholson in Berlin.
The United Arab Emirates is still recovering from this week's catastrophic rainstorm. The UAE got a year's worth of rain in a single day. People were trapped in their homes and their offices and also in traffic. The airport in the UAE capital, Dubai, is the world's busiest. It's still struggling to get back to normal. I'm Corva Coleman, NPR News.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Stearns & Foster.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted for irresistible comfort with indulgent memory foam and ultra-conforming IntelliCoils for your most comfortable sleep. Learn more at stearnsandfoster.com.